I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, as I've mentioned already, if you're trying to figure out where to vote, how to vote, and who to vote for, District 6, one of our two local elections that we're really focusing on here, in addition to the school board, we've got our two city council races. Joining us now is one of our two candidates, Brett Anderson. He is running for District 6. He graduated from Pittsburgh State University with a Phil is raising his hand. You must be a Pittsburgh State grad.
My brother is a graduate of Pittsburgh State University.
So we've got another gorillas.
Once a gorilla, right? Always a gorilla.
There you go. So look at that. I even know what that is. I didn't even know they were the gorillas. He's got a BS in engineering technology. I have a BS as well in political science. I like to say I have a BA in BS, so I can relate a little bit. In engineering technology, he's lived on the north side of Wichita for almost two decades. Brett, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Good to be here, John.
So I'll start with the easy one. Why? I mean, what, you know, this is a tough. The slings and arrows that come with running for political office. Why subject yourself?
Yeah, it's a politics or a filthy business. I know. So, yeah, once we had the issue with COVID and then the stolen election 2020, you could just see the heavy hand of government coming down on people, and I felt like it was time to get involved. We worked to learn everything that we could learn. We tried to make a difference. We tried to get our needs heard. And then, you know, you eventually learn that to get what you want to get, you have to have a seat at the table. So here we are.
Well, and you're running against Maggie. And she's, you know, I mean, she's nice enough. It's like, you know, when we talked with Genevieve last week, you know, I mean, Mike Hoheisel's a nice enough guy. Maggie Ballard's nice enough, but she's so far left, she's coming around the other side. And that means that there's a whole bunch of folks that are just not represented.
Yeah, it's not personal. Nothing's personal. This is all business, and I don't feel like that some of the things that us conservatives,
well, even moderates. Like, I mean, Maggie's never seen a tax increase that's she true. Doesn't like.
That's true.
She voted for the $600,000 porta potties. She's one of those that thinks that, you know, even in a budget shortfall, we should be spending 2% of the city's budget on art. And I mean, we're all for art. Art's fine, especially if you're sitting on buckets of cash. But when folks are being taxed out of their homes, maybe that's not the time to be putting up more art.
Yeah, no, boils down to needs versus wants. Let's do the needs first, and then if we have extra, okay, let's do it then. But the needs come first.
You know, one of the areas, I know it's something that it affects a lot of parts of the city. District 6, how does a homeless area, the community, how does homelessness affect District 6 as compared to some of the other areas?
Yeah, it has become worse. Of course, they opened the MAC there last year and all
that's the $1 deal, right?
Yes, $1.
Not good use of taxpayer money there.
But as services increase and you try to help, the population of homeless will increase as well. So it's a never ending battle, but it's something that has to be addressed. And I think the people that live there and the businesses that are in business there, they don't really deserve to be inundated with that day in and day out.
But see, even the MAC, I mean, I like the idea. I like the concept. We have to do something. But there's an idea. You know, if we're spending money on $600,000 potties and percentage of the budget going to art when we could be dealing with homelessness, we could be dealing with crime, we could be dealing with fire and infrastructure, it's like you said, it's priorities.
Correct. Yeah, there's a – and this is the thing, too, on – those two pieces with the bathrooms and the ark, that's just a example. Earlier this year, you saw the lack of maintenance that they did on the city owned parking garages.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So it's good just point. Deferred maintenance. We don't know. And then when Lily would ask questions, she could not get an answer. The answer was, I do not know. So there's just a lot that needs to be shored up.
Does District 6 include the Crown Uptown? Is that part of you?
No.
But that's another example. Correct. You know, property rights. And the reason I bring this up is because on Tuesday, they're taking up this rent control, preferred class, you know, special classes nonsense where they're trying. And don't get me wrong. I think we have to make sure the landlords are taking care of their property and that people are, you know, if I'm paying rent, if I'm renting a home that or an apartment, I should expect to have my rental property taken care of. But all that being said, I don't know as the city needs to be picking winners and losers and creating special classes of rental rights. This is not a role for government.
Yeah, it's not. It's like what Eric Trump said in the prior segment. Government needs to step back and let the professionals do their job.
Yeah, good point.
And I think that would help both nationally and Wichita as well. Also, on Tuesday, they are speaking about the international code enforcement. I don't know why here in Wichita, Kansas, we need to worry about what the international people are doing. I think that is a dangerous idea, and I'm not so sure that we need to be involved with that.
No, it's like earlier this year or last year, they were all about the UN and getting climate, you know, they were having UN climate codes. I'm like, why are we worrying about, you know, the UN telling us about buses and climate justice and all that nonsense? And again, this is where Maggie and Mike Heisel and Brandon Johnson and sadly Becky Tuttle, why they're so focused on global solutions instead of Wichita, Kansas solutions.
Yeah, it's if you pay attention, it has gotten to where the global stuff has crept into every time they go to a meeting, a national meeting, international meeting and stuff. The one that they had last week, I think that was about the highways and
right
the structures and stuff. Like the first or second presenter was from the World Economic Forum,
right,
and they talked about it with Klaus Schwab. I mean, it was right there. It's right there in your face, and it has crept into every aspect of government now.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking with Brett Anderson, who's running for Wichita City Council District 6. You know, Wichita neighborhoods sometimes feel disconnected from these decisions made at City Hall. And I think one of the keys is for City Council folks to stay responsive and accountable to their constituents. I think it's an area that Maggie, I think, has struggled with. And I think that's one of the things. I know you've been out door knocking. You've been talking with folks. What are you hearing when you're at the doors?
You talk about the disconnect. A lot of people don't really know what goes on at the city. I mean, they may have a local problem, like the roads are bad. They have a property that's overgrown or full of trash, but the core issues about what goes on at the city, most of the public don't know. And I think it's just fear. And then it's, you know, like we said before, politics is dirty and nasty and people just don't want to get involved in it.
Well, the biggest issue I come back to is spending and taxes. Yep. And when folks are being taxed out of their homes because property taxes keep going up, property valuations keep going up. And again, you're struggling to make your property, you make your mortgage payment or making your rent payment. And then you see these largesse, you know, the spending on art or shitters or whatever it is. When you're spending on that and I can't make my mortgage payment or my rent payment, that's when I feel like some of these elected officials are disconnected.
Yeah. And I would say that if you were to ask them face to face, they'd say, yeah, but for whatever reason, they don't have the political will when they're in that position.
Yeah,
to make that decision,
be it donors or whatever it is,
yeah.
Or just being generally out of touch. Well, Brett, I wish you the best of luck, my friend. If folks, I know, you know, we don't have a whole lot of time. Advanced ballots have already gone out. You know, in-person advanced ballots advanced voting is getting ready to start. If folks want more information about your campaign, if they want to volunteer or donate, they can visit at Anderson4Wichita.com, and that's the number 4, correct?
That's correct.
Buddy, I wish you the best of luck. I know it's an uphill battle. This is actually a 3-person race. You got two radical liberals and one
and the good reason, guy.
And a good guy. That's a good way of putting it. Brett, I wish you, again, it's Anderson4Wichita.com.
Appreciate it, John. Thank you.
Good luck, my friend.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.